In Wisconsin, we could see more than 70,000 people gathered in the Capitol for the seventh day of protests over a state bill that would cut state workers' pay and their ability to bargain collectively. This is a fight that's not just playing out in Wisconsin, also in other states. In Ohio, for example, state Republicans are promoting a similar measure to cut collective bargaining as a cost-cutting measure. Ohio right now has about an $8 billion budget deficit. Here to explain is Bill Cohen. He covers state politics for Ohio's public radio and TV stations. Bill, is the measure that the Republicans are proposing in Ohio identical to the one we're seeing in Wisconsin?
No, it's a little different. Our proposal would wipe out collective bargaining altogether for state employees and for state university staffers. It would not wipe it out altogether for local government workers and teachers, but it would put a lot of new limits on the bargaining power by unions.
And are we seeing the same kind of rumblings of discontent that we are seeing becoming massive protests in Wisconsin?
Yes. Last week on Thursday, there were about 3,000, 4,000 protesters at the Capitol. Most of them were union folks and government workers protesting this move. But there were a few hundred Tea Party folks who were actually in support of this proposal.
And I'm wondering, how do the Republicans there justify the bill? In Wisconsin, we're hearing a lot of people saying, fine, paying more for pensions and benefits, that relates to cost-cutting measures, but collective bargaining has nothing to do with it. Are the Republicans in Ohio making the argument that collective bargaining affects the bottom line?
Yes, Republicans are making that contention, and they point to studies that show that government workers are paid something like $7,000 more in pay, that they get better benefits, they get better pension benefits also. Of course, there are studies on the other side that the union folks are citing, showing that government workers' pay is actually a little less than private company workers, although the folks on that side have to concede that when it comes to fringe benefits and pensions, the government workers do have an edge.
Well, how does the politics work here? In Wisconsin, obviously, the Republicans needed one extra Democrat to establish a quorum in order to pass this bill, but passage of the bill is not in question. What is it like in Ohio?
Republicans don't need any help here. They control both the House and Senate by wide margins. They also have an ally in the governor's office with new conservative governor John Kasich. So unless they have a whole lot of defections, they will be able to push through a pretty strong bill. Although we do hear there are a few Republicans who think this particular proposal may go a little too far, so it may have a few softening amendments down the road.
So that sounds like you're saying this bill will go forward in one version or another.
I think it's pretty clear it's going to pass, but the unions and the critics of this bill still have one option, and that is right after the bill passes, if they hit the streets and collect 200,000 petition signatures, they could block this bill from taking effect temporarily, and they could put it onto the ballot for the next major election and let the voters decide yes or no, and in that case, the unions and the critics would be on the vote no side. That's usually considered to have a little bit of an advantage in Ohio issue elections. Usually it's easier to convince Ohioans to vote no on virtually anything than it is to vote yes.
So they need 200,000 signatures to delay it until 2012.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's unclear whether it be 2012 or maybe this November, depending on how the timetable works. But they would have an option. And that's about the only option they've got because they'd have no power right now in state government. The GOP controls all three branches.
Bill Cohen covers state politics for all of Ohio's public radio and TV stations. Thank you so much, Bill.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.